A new documentary is coming out soon that explores the 2024 blockade of the world's largest coal port in protest against fossil fuels, despite government efforts to shut down the movement. The documentary, Turning the Ship, tells the story of the 8-day protest by climate group Rising Tide, and which successfully blocked a coal ship from leaving the port for the first time ever. The protest included live music, community building, and a kayak flotilla, and was carried out by over 7,000 protesters, making it the largest act of civil disobedience for climate justice in Australia's history. Today, I am talking to protester Emily Mitchell about the documentary and her experience in the blockade. Emily, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. So what inspired you to join the People's Blockade in 2024?
So I'm a mother. I have two young boys, and they're really the driving force behind me sort of getting over being quite a shy, anxious person and really getting involved in protest, because I've spent, you know, my life, as a lot of people do, signing petitions, voting to try and get a government in that will, you know, enact change that we need to protect the environment. And it's just not working. So the next logical step is civil resistance.
Yeah. And the 2024 People's Blockade was the first protest to successfully block a coal ship from leaving port and the largest act of civil disobedience in climate justice history in Australia. How did it feel to be part of something that historic?
It was so empowering. And I have to acknowledge that we're standing on the backs of environmental movements and First Nations people who have been working on this, you know, for a lifetime. So there have been other acts of civil resistance that we've learned from. And to be part of that myself was just the most magical feeling, and I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah. And the documentary, which is about protests, in 2023, Rising Tide received permission from the government to block the coal ports, but in 2024 it was a very different story.
Yes.
How close did you come to not being able to protest at all?
Oh, it was right down to the wire. You know, we were having to be really agile and flexible in our planning, and sort of right at the last minute we're able to make decisions and let people who were coming know that we were able to camp where we were camping. We were planning to go ahead with the marine exclusion zone in place, and it was a last minute decision to challenge in the Supreme Court. And that moment when we found out that we had won and the marine exclusion zone was going to be overturned, we were out. I was out on the beach when that happened, and just the cheer that went up and the feeling of power in our community was amazing.
Yeah. And the 2024 blockade, it was also called like a protestival.
Yes.
Like a protest and a festival, which is a great way to describe it. What would you say is the most inspiring thing about being a part of community protests that's like this, which is quite different to like other protests that we see in the city and that kind of thing?
Yeah. So I think the best part was knowing that we did it all ourselves, and how safe and wonderful it was, and how we were all looking out for each other. So we had a toilet cleaning crew. We all cooked our own food and cleaned up, helped each other clean up. We had a security team walking around to make sure and de-escalating any sort of like conflicts that came up, of which there were very few. And we had a community care team who, like, with counsellors available if people needed to talk through their feelings and had any issues. So we were really all there to care and support each other.
Yeah.
And it shows that there is a different way for us to all live together that is not competitive. It's about supporting the collective.
Yeah, and it's like a really nice kind of divergence from most protests that we see today. And it's like about the community taking care of each other, as well as standing up for something that you believe in,
yes,
which I think is really important and something that's overlooked a little bit.
And it's important to celebrate and have fun,
because
this is heavy stuff we're dealing with. And we need to know that it's worth, you know, continuing the fight. And so seeing like John Butler, Dobby, Garigula, and other artists that are amazing, but I'm too old to know, but I enjoyed them. That was good. Amazing. And just so much fun.
Very nice. And what do you think the most important thing people take away from seeing this documentary, which was about the blockade, Turning the Ship?
So the most important thing for me and why I agreed to be in the film is because I used to think that protesters and activists and people who stood up and said no and were really disruptive were a whole other like kind of species from me.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not brave enough. I'm not strong enough. I can't do that kind of thing. And it turns out I can. And that's what I really want to show people, that you can be scared and anxious and odd and, you know, you can still do this. You can still be part of this movement. And in fact, we need everyone. And you don't have to be, you know, loud out the front. We have space for everyone to do all kinds of things to help support. You know, we have people helping run meetings. As I mentioned, the community care, those sort of like softer skills and more in the background, cooking. If that's what you feel like you can contribute, that's very much needed.
Yeah. That's like, it's such a fresh take to hear, because sometimes like all that's seen in media is being in the front lines, which is good for some people, but some people don't have the time or the money or the effort to expend at that. But like helping behind the scenes makes a big difference as well, and supporting those kinds of people.
For sure. And I very much want to recognise that, you know, I'm very privileged, and I'm, you know, there are people who are living with disabilities who physically can't, or for whatever reason, get to the protest. There are people who have trauma in their past. So for them, being out in a loud kind of space with that kind of confrontation would be impossible.
Yeah.
So there's other ways to contribute and still be part of it.
Nice. And what are your hopes for this year's blockade?
My hopes is that we can get even more people. So 7,000 was amazing, and we just want it with a number to keep climbing, because that's what we need. We need to become so large and so ungovernable that the government can't ignore us anymore. They're ignoring scientific experts. They're ignoring all the best advice out there from experts. They'll get experts to write reports and then they'll ignore them, you know. So we've got this poly crisis looming, which is absolutely terrifying. We're looking at, you know, food and water scarcity, and we're looking at social breakdown. So we really need to do what we can.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Emily, for coming on here and talking about this movie. You are featured in the new documentary, Turning the Ship, which you can see at screenings across Australia, including at Marrickville Library on July 3rd. You can also visit risingtide.org.au/film for more information. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thanks, Beth.